And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Humboldt Happenings, with Humboldt Unified School District Superintendent Dan Streeter.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Talk of the Town, Humboldt Happenings. As you notice, this is not Dan Streeter. This is actually Cole Young, the Assistant Superintendent for Humboldt Unified School District. Dan actually got delayed on a plane, wasn't able to make it, so he called me up out of the pen to come in and pinch hit for him. So here I am as we have another great edition of Humboldt Happenings, where you get the opportunity to look behind the scenes when it comes to a lot of the great things going on within Humboldt Unified, always providing world-class education for all students. Today, we have on our program Crystal King, who is the Title I Summer School Coordinator. She's going to talk a little bit about summer school. Does anyone like summer school? I am not sure, but Crystal's going to clarify that for us and the reasons we do it. Also, we have Tammy and Cody Rose, who are from the Firefighter Angel Foundation, and they will be talking about their partnership with Humboldt Unified and the benefits they provide to the community. So we are looking forward to them. But we are also going to take a look back at Humboldt Unified and the year in which we've had just a tremendous year of happenings within Humboldt Unified. If you think about it, just 2 weeks ago, we were at high school graduation. High school graduation, we're looking at 334 seniors graduating out of our senior class. Just absolutely amazing. Of that class, we had $5.2 million in scholarships coming out of Humboldt Unified. 43 of those students graduated with a 4.0 grade point average or higher. Just absolutely amazing. And what an awesome ceremony it was a couple of weeks ago to see them. Also, some student successes. When we look at dual enrollment courses, if you're asking yourself, what is dual enrollment? It's a class where you not only get high school credit, but you also get college credit. So we had 343 dual enrollment courses taken, as well as 324 AP. That's advanced placement. So just a phenomenal graduation that just occurred. Something you also have to know, as we went throughout the year, Bradshaw Mountain High School, and I'll use Marnie's line, go Bears! Bradshaw Mountain High School was recognized by U.S. News and World. Yes, the U.S. News and World. As one of the best high schools in the country. I didn't say county, I said country. So just an awesome accolade there. Also, we had the expansion of our fine arts department throughout the school district, especially at our K-6 elementary level, where now all of a sudden all of our students at the K-6 have the opportunity for arts program, visual arts, at least one time a week with a teacher to provide that curriculum for them. So proud to be able to offer arts to all of our community. Also, we had Jessica Kissinger and Caitlin Johnson. Jessica Kissinger comes right out of Coyote Springs. Caitlin Johnson out of Glassford Hill. And that is Yavapai County Education Foundation. We definitely appreciate them. Teacher of the Years. So across the entire county in their categories, Jessica Kissinger, Caitlin Johnson. So proud to have them a part of what we're doing. Also, we had our I Choose Academy. If you don't know about I Choose, definitely take a look at this personalized education model. This is an opportunity for kids to go through. Our inaugural class just got done with their first year. We've got 100 kids in the academy that are experiencing the opportunity to take ownership, some voice and choice in their education, just taking a different pathway as we kind of move forward in our educational prowess. So inaugural year in the books. If you're thinking about the I Choose Academy, get out in front of it, because you want to make sure that your child has the opportunity to get in. We only take 100 per year. So as we go through this year, we've already filled the academy, but we want those applications to keep on coming. Also, number of middle school students that we have were accepted to the Arizona State University's Barrett Summer Scholars Program. Now, I'm not a huge ASU fan, because go U of A Wildcats, But I have to give it up to ASU because the honors program is awesome. It gives our kids the opportunity to live on campus over the summer, engage in some college-level coursework, participate in the community of their peers, which is across the entire state. So what a great opportunity. And we have right here in our own Prescott Valley, Mayor Dewey Humboldt area, kids going and attending that. Also, what is really cool is this year we had Coyote Springs. Coyote Springs went to the Ed Leader National Conference. And when I say the National Conference, we had kids presenting there. So if you're interested in that, get a hold of Candace Blakely Stump. She would love to talk to you about her school and what's going on there to where kids are out front leading and making all the opportunities available for leadership. Also, Optimist Youth of the Year, we have Emma Steverson, which is absolutely great. And we're getting prepared for our trip to Germany at the high school level for Zeitz. It's our Germany trip as part of our foreign exchange program. So lots of great things that are happening. But I want to get on a couple of our guests. So we're going to be back in just a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
Welcome back, Talk of the Town. Humboldt Happenings. Again, not Dan Streeter, but Cole Young, assistant superintendent for the district, stepping in for Mr. Streeter today. Our first guest We have Crystal King. She is an employee of Humboldt Unified, but has many hats in which she's currently wearing. We're talking a little today about the Title I Summer School Coordinator position that she's currently taking. So, Crystal, could you tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you came into the Title I Coordinator position?
Yeah, so actually this is my eighth year. I just finished my eighth year teaching. Third year with Humboldt Unified School District. I went back and just completed my master's in educational leadership in principalship from Arizona State University.
Oh, there's that Arizona State again. It just keeps popping up. Okay.
So I did complete that in May. I graduated. And so was looking for something that would get me some more of that principal type leadership experience. And I knew that we had the Title I summer school position that I would kind of be able to get my feet wet with a little bit smaller of a, taste for it than a full on principalship and for a much shorter time frame. So I applied for that and luckily got the position. And so now dealing with all of the responsibilities that go along with that as far as hiring teachers, hiring aides, for my 12 classrooms. So we do have two classes, per grade level. So we're looking at about 250 kids that we're servicing, with their reading and writing skills, trying to help them kind of bridge that gap that maybe they weren't quite where they needed to be at the end of the year. So trying to help prepare them so that they're right where they need to be at the beginning of the school year in the fall.
So what's your focus when it comes to Title I summer school? Because I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone that likes summer school. You just hear summer school and you just wonder like, no, you just hear the no in the back. But yesterday 250 kids showed up. So someone's coming. I don't know if they're willing, but they're definitely coming. So talk a little bit about who's there.
Yeah. As I said, our main focus with being Title I is those reading and writing skills. So trying to get them fluent and grade level ready. Our Title I teachers at each school, looked at some test scores to kind of determine who would benefit the most from summer school. And actually, in contrary to that, I've actually had quite a few kids and parents that would like their child to attend summer school for that reason, to kind of help them. They know that their child is struggling and unfortunately had to turn away because
away kids for yes. Summer school.
Yes.
Unheard of.
Yes.
That's amazing. So it comes to, so to summer school, what grade levels and what schools are they drawing from all over, or who's all welcome to?
Yes. So it is for kindergarten through fifth grade, kids who just finished kindergarten to kids that just finished fifth grade and will be going into sixth grade in the fall. And it's actually all of the schools within our district. So all six elementary schools, got to invite students, and we kind of went from there. And then as soon as we hit our cap of, we try to keep a lower class size than what we typically do during the school year. So about 20, 22 students is our class sizes.
Nice.
So we try to keep that. And again, with having a teacher and an aide in each classroom. So the classes are much more, kind of small group oriented instead of just whole classroom teaching. And so get that more personalized experience and focus to kind of help make them successful for the next year.
So those students who are challenged at reading really get a great opportunity within the summer school to have low class size, have a couple of adults in the room, a teacher and an aide, really break down those classes, find out their specific skills, kind of build up on that. What's the goal of summer school? What are we trying to do with those kids? Because we have them, 4 days a week?
So we do have them 4 hours a day, 4 days a week for 4 weeks.
Gotcha. Do you expect do you expect massive gains during this time? What are some of your thoughts there?
You know, obviously, as any teacher or school administrator would love to say, we would love to see growth. But pretty much we know with it being such a short time frame, as long as we can kind of keep them there, at least a little bit of improvement, and then we'd be able to, kind of go from there and...
Absolutely, that summer slide, right? You want to prevent that. I remember back in the day not doing as much reading as my mom wanted me to, right, during the summertime, and then coming in the following year not having the edge that I probably needed going into August. So summer school really provides that for us. So
yes.
definitely appreciate that. Some things that you've learned along the way as a new administrator kind of coming on board, just got your master's from ASU, educational leadership, and now you're thrown into this microcosm microcosm of 250 kids and running the show. What does that feel like? What does that look like?
Yeah, I'm just so excited to be able to have this opportunity and learn all that I can before, you know, hopefully becoming a principal in Humboldt Unified School District in the next few years. And just being able to see all the different parts and working them together as far as transportation, because we do have our kids that if, you know, they need buses, they are transported by our buses throughout the summer school. Working with food and nutrition, because we do provide a free breakfast and free lunch to not only all of our kids, but the community in the area as well. That are able to come in every day that we have summer school, that the community can come in and we feed them. Talking with payroll, learning how to make sure that I get all of my employees paid, especially two different categories of pay. And yeah, just that, you know, trying to help my teachers make sure that they're comfortable with the curriculum and get that set with their kids. And
gotcha. So it's just a reading, just a reading summer school, math or writing going on.
But the being Title I, it is just reading and writing focus, no math or anything.
Because we know if kids can, if they can read, we can really move them forward when it comes to their student learning and their opportunities. So
correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you said transportation. So we're not charging for summer school, are we?
No,
we don't charge.
Free.
So free summer school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come and pick them up. Is that what you're saying as well? Wow.
Yep.
So some satellite locations and where we can pick them up and make sure that they're taken care of. So that is phenomenal. Other happenings at summer school that you can think of that I haven't asked you about?
Not offhand. Instead, I mentioned about our free breakfast and lunch that is open to the community as well. So we have breakfast from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then lunch 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. that the community is more than welcome to come join. Obviously, the 8 to 8:30 and 11 to 11:30 is a little crazier. If you want to see 250 kids having breakfast and lunch in the cafeteria, that's the time to go. If not, the later times are better, more calmer, but definitely wanting to see the community in there as well, taking advantage of that.
Excellent. We'll be right back with Crystal King. So we'll be going to take a short break. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A, 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide, KQNA.com.
Out and celebrate over 35 years of Sawyer Brown.
6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown, live in concert. Saturday, June 22nd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, Stargazer Pavilion.
The race is on and here comes pride in the backstage.
With special guests, Shenandoah and Rick Trevino. Tickets are on sale now at the Casino Gift Shop and CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com.
Hi folks, Mark Whitworth, sales manager for Jones Ford. I'd like to announce our inventory reduction sale. We have over 100 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Every unit is discounted and clearly marked. They must go. With a huge selection, lifetime powertrain protection, great discounts, and the lowest sales tax around, why would you even think of shopping anywhere else? Come see what makes us different on 260 Second Roundabout from Cottonwood.
Diesels, hybrids, and vehicles over 10 years are excluded from lifetime powertrain.
The Republican Women of Prescott are honored to host Governor Mike Huckabee on August 3rd at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Events start at 7 p.m. Please come join us for an informative and fun-filled evening. The governor has promised reasonable opinions and a no-nonsense analysis of the challenges facing our great country today. Tickets start at $32 and are available at the box office or online at ycpac.com. Proceeds benefit RWAP Scholarship Fund. Hope to see you there.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Summertime blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's Patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
Hey, welcome back. Talk of the Town, Humboldt Happenings. Not Dan Streeter, Cole Young, assistant superintendent. Been with the district around 24 years, so I know a little what's going on. But with us, we have Crystal King. We're just talking about summer school, K-6 kids. We're talking about 250 kids going to summer school for reading, making sure they're taken care of when it comes to their transportation, the curriculum, making sure they're remediating. So Crystal King is with us. She is our coordinator for summer school. And we're kind of finishing up, but it's something some pearls that you've learned, Crystal, when it comes to not only the leadership aspect, what our kids need to have during summer school, and maybe some tips for our parents for the rest of the summer as we move into August. What do you got?
Just definitely reading with your child. The more you read, both not only to them as a parent, but also having them read to you, asking them questions about what they've just read. Comprehension is huge. So if whoever's, you know, taking turns reading, if it's you and I, Cole, say, reading, you know, together, and you read something, and then I ask you questions about it, and then I read a little bit, and you ask me questions about it.
So it's not how fast you read. Because a lot of people think if you can read fast, sometimes you're just a word caller. If you can just read fast, you want to ask those questions. They're so important. Even when you're traveling, right, you're going on vacation, you're heading out, and you're doing the sign games, all of those cool car games that we did back when we were young, those still count. Those still count for reading. So, you know, really the end of the story is read, and read some more. Make sure those kids are proficient in what they're doing. Have them ready so that when we get back, believe it or not, I think we're only 55 days left till school. Not that anybody's counting.
I don't want to hear that yet.
I know. Not that anybody's counting.
I haven't started my vacation yet.
I'm just saying is let's keep those skills sharp. We appreciate everything you do, Crystal, as the Title I Summer School Coordinator. We wish you best of luck at Lake Valley. I think you're going to kindergarten.
I am.
Oh, my goodness.
Most of my career has been. This year was a new experience in third grade, and now I'm going back to kindergarten.
Yeah, third grade to kindergarten. I always heard that as, you know, as a former principal, it's like herding cats. It's trying to keep 25, 30 kindergartners in, you know, trying going in the same direction.
It's definitely different year after year, but that's one of the nice things that once you do it for a few years, you kind of get to know the kids and what they're going to be like. And, you know, first day is always the hardest for kindergartners that don't want to leave mom and dad. But
I agree.
It's definitely, I feel I see more growth with the kindergartners than necessarily the third graders per se, just because they do go from kindergartners not knowing what a letter is versus a number, and then at the end of the year they're reading sentences and short stories.
No, it's amazing the growth. The foundations that are set in kindergarten kind of set the expectations for the rest of their educational career. I give all kudos to kindergarten teachers. It is amazing what happens from the time they come in to the time they leave or they graduate from kindergarten in our district. So,
and that's amazing. What we're just trying to capitalize on with summer school of, you know, making sure that they have those skills that they need to keep being successful the rest of their time.
Perfect. Well, thanks for everything you do, Crystal. We appreciate you coming on today and talking a little bit about summer school. Don't forget showing up at, what time do they show up for summer school?
So they can start coming in at 8 a.m. to go have breakfast, and then class starts at 8:30. Class ends at 11:30. They go have lunch, and then they're
home. That's right, half days. Excellent. Yes. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Have a great summer. Our next guest as we go into the next part of the show is our Firefighter Angel Foundation. It was with Cody and Tammy Rowe. And we just kind of want to bring you into the fold when it comes to what kind of What kind of partnership does Humboldt Unified and the Firefighter Foundation, Angel Foundation, have? What does that look like when it comes to background, Cody?
Well, and I'll back up a little bit just to start with the foundation and where it started and then how that came to Humboldt. In 2008, the Firefighter Angel Foundation started in Chino Valley. I worked then for the Chino Valley Fire District. And a friend of ours came to the station and said a local gentleman that was fairly well known in the community was going through a tough time and was just recently diagnosed with what they thought at the time was terminal cancer. This happened to be around October time frame. He was the sole provider for the family. They had three kids, with the oldest being 8 years old and the youngest being an infant. So I said, yes, we'll figure out something. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll figure out something. So I talked to the guys that I worked with at the fire station and also came home and talked to Tammy about it and said, this is what's going on. We need to do something. What can we do? So Tammy got some ideas. We talked to the friend that came in and we got some clothes and we got some stuff that they need that because they weren't going to have that income anymore. So we got some stuff that they needed. And then one of our guys said, hey, I'll be Santa Claus. Let's take him on the fire truck and let's go at night so we can turn the lights on. Everybody could see that. So we ended up doing that. I think it was Christmas Eve or a couple days before Christmas. Everybody loved what we did. It got, word got through the town and, we started getting donations. We want you to keep doing this. We want you to keep doing this. So then we, the next year, I think we did three families and then we partnered with Chino Valley School District.
Nice.
So, one of our firefighters, his wife was a principal out there and we partnered with them. And then, we were doing some stuff out here with Kay Turner at the time and Kay says, you need to come do that out here. So
nice. That's great.
That and the firefighters that are out here in Prescott Valley, now that we became Central Arizona Fire, had said, hey, we need to do that in Prescott Valley too. So, we partnered with Kelly at the Family Resource Center and started giving some back-to-school supplies. We do the backpack drive and giving away the backpacks. And we did the Christmas event here, so we do work with the Humboldt School District with the Christmas event.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the Christmas event, because you talked about Santa and the whole thing and the whole Angel Foundation. What does that look like when it comes to our partnership, when it comes to taking care of our community members, families, and kids?
So just for the Christmas part of it, we partner with each school within Humboldt, and usually it's the principals or the nurses at the schools that will tell them our criteria, which is basically we want a family that's in need or going through a hardship. So it's a crisis or a need. It doesn't have to be the family that doesn't have any money. It could be the family that has a mother, father, or brother, son, whatever it is that has terminal cancer, has something that's just not normal for that situation. So they give us that family, and then any kids that are in the family, whether it's brothers, sisters, or cousins that live with them, we go and we get stuff for each one of those kids. Each kid gets anywhere from 20 to 30 gifts, and then we'll go out and do those deliveries. But the big part of that is the partnership with the school district and the nurses to be able to give that information for us. We make contact with those families, usually talk to the parents three or four times prior to our delivery, and the delivery is always the week of Christmas. So we'll go out. We do anywhere from 6 to 8 deliveries, and we spend about 45 minutes at each house when we give out those gifts.
Oh, that's fantastic. So just looking back, how has the program grown? So how long have you been with Humboldt Unified and providing for the families?
I want to say this is probably the fifth year with Humboldt Unified. And like I said, it started the first year with one family in 2008. Last year, or the Christmas of 2019, we delivered 24 families and just over 100 kids. So, and that's with Chino Valley School District, Prescott School District, and Humboldt School District, and then a couple in Yarnell and Mayer.
And that goes all the way from elementary up to high school? Mm-hmm. Is that you just take
yep.
care of all the
schools? All the public schools, we take care of all the public schools. We do one charter school in Chino Valley, and that's just because that was the second year that we started with them. So we stayed with them, but we haven't done any other charter schools at this time.
Gotcha. So the initiation of the project when it came to the actual, the foundation giving at Christmas, how was that initially started? Where did that come from?
That took some time to figure out how we were going to do that. The first year, like I said, it was the cancer family, and then we said we want to do more families. We just talked to different, like the Chamber of Commerce, some other people like that, and got different families, and then people started hearing about what we were doing, and then we're getting flooded with people. So partnering with the school districts has been very, very beneficial because they see the nurses, on a regular basis. They see those kids, and, it's been beneficial. And I would say since 2008, we've maybe had three or four families that we've had to question some things on. But other than that, there's been thousands of kids that we've delivered to and taken care of that have been very good and very, very thankful for the stuff that we've given them.
No, that is absolutely fantastic. So is it just firefighters that are part of the foundation, or is there an increasing group? Who is all responsible for, how do you sign up and help out with such an event?
So this started with just the firefighters, and then as it expanded, we've got the police department involved. Well, and as it's grown to doing other things besides just the Christmas stuff, there's been firefighters' wives, and then it just became people that wanted to volunteer. They can go to our website, firefighterangel.org, or the Facebook page, and just put an interest in there for volunteering. We have lots of stuff that we do throughout the year that where we need volunteers to make things happen. We have benefits that we do to raise money, and then when it comes to the back to school drive, when it comes to the Christmas time, there's lots of things that we need, especially, like I said, with kids getting 20 to 30 gifts and doing over 100 kids, each one of those gifts has to get wrapped individually. That takes some time.
Absolutely. No, we absolutely appreciate it as a district being able to provide the opportunity for our families, those in need, those who are having critical issues that are out there. Today we're talking to Cody and Tammy Rose when it comes to the Firefighter Angel Foundation. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick short break. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide, KQNA.com.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limu and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual.
But also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
In a new place, it's difficult to know who to trust, how to get help at the house, and which nursery will simply do what they say they'll do.
At Waters Garden Center, we're here to help, in the landscape at least.
Our team of plant ambassadors know your neighborhood, the plants that add color, increase privacy, and add fragrance and beauty.
And we can show you exactly how to plant locally, or we have teams to do all the work for you.
We are Ken and Lisa Lane, and we guarantee our plants will live up to every promise here at Waters Garden Center.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes. Glassdoor knows not just any will do. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. In fact, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. And Glassdoor can help you find that perfect candidate in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Game and Fish Department is reporting a poaching incident near Sierra Vista.
Two juvenile javelinas apparently shot were found Sunday in Sierra Vista. We're offering a reward of up to $1,500 for information leading to an arrest in that case.
Spokesperson Mark Hart says someone who was passing by noticed the javelina and reported it to the Game and Fish Department.
This is not a season for taking javelina. Moreover, they were just left to rot in the field. So it's an illegal take and a waste of game meat.
If you have any information about the poachers, call the Game and Fish Department. A man who was arrested in March for bestiality with a cat is now in custody for trying to have sex with an underage girl. Mesa Police Detective Nick Bruschetta says 40-year-old Michael Navage.
Navage was texting someone who he believed was a 14-year-old female. In actuality, it was an undercover Mesa Police Detective. And he was currently on pretrial release. And now with the new charges, he's being held without bond.
A 20% chance for a brief spot shower this afternoon. Otherwise, sunny and warm all week, mostly clear and cool at night. Cooling after bedtime to near 54 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Highs tomorrow and Thursday around 83, just a few degrees cooler for your KQ&A weather weekend. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs Wednesday and Thursday near 93, cooling late tonight to a partly cloudy 60. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues in just a moment.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
So, welcome back. Talk of the Town, Humboldt Happenings, but not Dan Streeter, Cole Young. Dan was not able to make it today, so I am sitting in. But sitting in with me, I have Cody Rose as well as Tammy Rose, and they are part of the Firefighter Angel Foundation. And that's a bit of a misnomer because we also have police that are in there, first responders. So it's really the partnership has grown ever since the beginning of this. So Cody, talk a little bit about the partnership piece of this, because it seems like our first responders are getting out there. And now kind of our first visibility, people are getting a real good positive impact from this.
Yes, yes. And it has, like you said, has grown to not just firefighters anymore, firefighter families now. We have police officers. We have other people that just want to volunteer that have come and volunteered. We did an event, a car show on May 18th, and we had well over 30 volunteers. And I would say maybe a third of those were law enforcement or police officer or firefighters, but the rest were just people that wanted to help. So we had jobs for them to do.
Gotcha. Are you looking for any specific qualifications when it comes to volunteers? Anything that you're in need of, or how can the public help this? This out.
So the biggest thing that we're going to have coming up is our fill in the backpacks. We're going to have probably over 1,000 backpacks that are going to have to be stuffed for K through third, and then 4 through 6, and then 7 through 8.
We're not talking back to school, are we? Are we talking back to school right now?
Coming.
Is that what we're doing?
Wow.
Getting ready for 55 days away. We're already talking about getting ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that back to school event. What does that, what's that look like?
So that's what we're working on right now. We actually have a meeting in Phoenix on Thursday with AZTV, who we've partnered with, who has been very, very awesome. And I don't, if most of you know them or don't know them, but their main, main part of where they're based out of is in Phoenix, but they also have a satellite station here in Prescott. But, Ashley Lewis, who's their marketing director for AZTV, has contacted us probably 3 years ago. And we went down there, met with the owner of AZTV, and it's been very, very beneficial for our organization as well as with people just around this community. They've been very, very gracious. So we have wish lists from the three different school districts in the area. We're taking that with us on Thursday when we meet with them, and hoping that they're probably going to get most of that stuff that we have on that wish list. We'll bring all that back, and then we have to stuff those backpacks for the events that's coming up. The one at Humboldt's going to be on August 1st from 12 to 3 at the district office. And again, that's pre-K through 8th grade kids can come by there, pick up a backpack, and anything else they need. There'll be plenty of people there to talk to, and we'll make sure that they're all taken care of.
Yeah, sure. What, like on the wish list, what kind of things were we talking about?
Oh, man, it's pencils, markers, dry erase markers, notebooks, the three-ring binders, just paper, glue.
So anything that a kid could be successful with as a tool to help them in their learning.
It's that list that the parents always get when the kids go back to school the first week, and they think, oh, man, I got to go buy this stuff. Then you go to Walmart or wherever you go, and they're all out because you're too late to go get it. So it's that list. We're hoping to maybe someday eliminate that list, but if that we can't eliminate it, we can make it very, very small. So that's the goal, is to have the parents be able to just come get that backpack, and you have everything that you need when you go back to school. So that list that you get, come home, you can wad that up and throw it in the trash because you've already got that taken care of.
That'd be great. So is it available to anyone that wants to show up on August 1st, K through 8, to get a backpack? How does that work? You show up at the district office, and then what happens?
So you're going to show up at the district office. They're going to have a paperwork that you fill out there. I think last year that was just some contact information and address to see where those people are coming from. The goal is to have one big event next year, but once you show up there, you fill out that paper, and then they'll direct you to whichever age group of kids that you have. You go there, pick up the backpack. There'll be plenty of different colors, shapes, sizes, and once they get that backpack, they're good to go and they can leave. The goal with that is next year, we had a meeting 2 weeks ago and talked about this. We want to have the event at the Finley Toyota Center for all three school districts one day. And anybody throughout the Tri-City or Quad City area can come into the Finley Event Center, get your backpack, and not only get your backpack, you can get immunizations. That'll be there. You can get a physical. There'll be buses there, so the little kids that have never been on a bus can walk through the buses and kind of get acquainted with that. So that's what we're working on for next year, and hopefully that will be – everybody's on board with that we've talked to so far. So I think that will be a big step in the right direction with
sure. So that's like a go big or go home kind of event.
Yeah,
so you wanted that one-stop shop feel where families can come. But this year at the Humboldt Unified School District office on August 1st, 12 to 3 – and a one-stop shop where there's going to be some healthy food samples that are there that we provide throughout the district. We've got community resources and partnerships that will also be available for our families. So it sounds like just not only a back-to-school resource where you're walking away with school supplies, but also a wellness fair, an opportunity to really see the partners that are out there.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that we want to build on with that. This is the first year that we've added more people to that with the help of Kelly over at the Family Resource Center. Hopefully this is something that's going to continue to get bigger and bigger each year. I think we're planning on last year we gave out 500 backpacks. So hopefully this year we'll give out 700 backpacks and we'll just keep making it bigger and bigger each year.
Wow. 700 backpacks. Thank you. Thank you for organizing that and taking
care of
it. What are some of the success stories that you've had throughout this program or even the, the Angel Foundation Christmas time programs that you do?
I think with the backpack part of it, since we're on that topic with the backpack part of it, we've had a grandma that was raising, I think it was three or four kids that she had. She came in there and she handed Tammy some money and just said, here, take this. I couldn't have never afford this without you guys. And I want to say it was like $10 or something, but that wasn't the point of it. The point was she just was thankful and wanted to give anything she could for that. So when she handed the money, that made us think that what we're doing is the point of that. And again, we just donate that money back to the kids. But, with the Christmas events, we've had two this year that were really, really good. The first one was here in Prescott Valley. A single mom had two kids. The oldest boy had autism, and a younger daughter who was in elementary school had a significant illness. And we called and talked to mom. Our family liaison called and talked to mom and said, hey, this is the stuff that we want to get. She's seen the paperwork already, but this is stuff we want to get for you. And you didn't put very much stuff on the paperwork. Is there a reason for that? And she says, I really don't need very much stuff, but the kids have always wanted a trampoline. And some of you may know, if you don't know, but for an autistic kid to get on a trampoline can be a really big deal. And just that motion it was with the daughter as well. So that family liaison called me and said, hey, they want a trampoline. Do you think we can make that work? And I said, absolutely. So we called and talked to the Ashley from AZTV and said, hey, this family's wanting a trampoline. Can we make that happen? Plus get them presents as well, even though she said they don't want that. So she said, yes, we're going to make that happen. So we called the store up here and had to order the trampoline to make sure it was in. And then we had two of our engine companies actually from Prescott Valley went out to the house the day of the delivery, set up the trampoline. And mom had drapes all over the windows and the sliding glass door. She had sheets from the bed covering it all up because the kids were home. And so when they set it all up and then we went there and did our delivery, we made that like our first one. So it was 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night. Prescott Valley PD was there with us. They opened the gifts and then, Santa said, there's one more thing we want to show you. They pulled that sheet down and the kids just went ballistic. And for the mom to watch those two kids go out there and get on the trampoline, one of our firefighters actually went and got on it first. And then the boy went out there and got on the trampoline and started jumping. She was just bawling because her autistic son, who she never thought would be getting on a trampoline, was out there, and her daughter as well. So, she was very, very grateful, very thankful for that. So that's just one of them. Maybe after we come back from our break, we can talk about the other one that happened. That was awesome. Another awesome, awesome event that happened as well.
Hey, I appreciate it. Cody, Tammy, Rose, thank you so much for not only the Firefighter Angel Foundation, but all you've done, that back-to-school resource opportunity for our kids. But we're going to take a break right now. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
Hey, welcome back. It's Cole Young, assistant superintendent, sitting in for Dan Streeter. We have with us today Cody Rose and Tammy Rose, and we're talking about the Firefighter Angel Foundation. And Cody, you were just in the midst of getting ready to talk about another success story of this remarkable foundation and our partnership with the community. So, give us that next story.
Yeah, so the other one was a family with two twin boys that were 10 years old. We went and did the delivery there. The day we were supposed to do a delivery. So our deliveries, usually we do six or seven of those a night, as I said before, and they're cut off at 45 minutes. And once it gets to 45 minutes, we got to go to move on to the next one. Well, they couldn't make it because the boy was still in the hospital and was diagnosed with bone cancer. So he was not doing very well. It started, I think, about a month prior to this, but he was not doing very well. They were hoping to be home by the delivery date. They weren't going to make it because his white blood cell count wasn't high enough. So our family liaison there, Tiffany Lavers, we talked to her and just said, whenever they get home, whatever works for them, let us know and we'll all make it work. Again, part of our volunteers that said anything, anytime, let us know, we'll be there. So I think they came home. I want to say it was Christmas Eve. They made it home and we did a delivery then. Normally our deliveries at night, we did a delivery then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We had ourselves, I don't know, there's three or four fire trucks, our battalion chief, the chiefs, three police officers from, Prescott PD were there with us and the canine. And, the kid had just found out that he's going to have to get his leg amputated below the knee. So they obviously were not in high spirits. We did the delivery at grandma's house because it was a little bigger house and more room. So went in there, gave him the gifts, and then they said, do you want to do more stuff? Well, we had a ladder truck with us. So we put the ladder truck up in the air, and he didn't get on the ladder, but he wanted to. He looked at it. So he dressed up like a firefighter. We got water out. He sprayed water. He even got the cops to spraying water. They were trying to hit people walking down the road, and they were all laughing and having a good time. So that we ended up staying there for 2.5 hours. So from what normally is 45 minutes, staying there for 2.5 hours was a big deal. But I think every one of us from the organization, as well as the Prescott PD and anybody else that was with us, nobody wanted to leave then. But once we got everything done and wrapped up, the mom just gives a big, huge hug and said, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to us. And we actually seen her at our pancake breakfast that we do. Back in April we did it, and she came there and brought the boys and was very, very thankful for everything that we've done. And she said, I just can't thank you enough for everything that you guys have done for us. So 2.5 hours, which is not very much time out of our day or out of our lives, is a big deal to people like that. So that's what it's all about.
No, that's great. So Cody, as you're thinking about it, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you to help out support this organization?
So they can contact us, go on our website. All the contact information is on our website. It's www.firefighterangel.org, Or you can go to Facebook, Firefighter Angel Foundation, and message us there, and then we can go back and forth and see what you're looking to do or what you want to do with volunteer opportunities. Whatever it is, we can talk to you then and go from there.
Absolutely. That's great. And we want to remind everyone, remember, I know back to school sounds like it's early at the beginning of summer, and here we are in early June, but August 1st, 12 to 3, kindergarten through 8th grade, looking for a free backpack filled with supplies. We've got them for you at the district office at Humboldt Unified at 6411 North Robert Road. So we definitely appreciate all that you've done, your partnership, and especially with the community and the district, because we all share the same kids, and taking care of kids is what we're all about. So
yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Absolutely. So as we are coming to the close of the show, just had a few announcements. Just talked to you in relation to the backpack and the school supplies, but we also have our free lunch program. And as we look at Coyote Springs Elementary School, we offer lunch there from 10:30 to 12, Monday through Friday, going through July 18th. Humboldt Elementary, lunch only, 10:30 to 12. Also, Lake Valley Elementary, where we're serving both breakfast and lunch. Breakfast from 8 to 9 a.m., lunch 11 to 12 p.m. Mountain View from 8 to 9 and for breakfast, and lunch 11 to 12. So if you have any questions about that, you can see our menu. You can see our times. Just go to HumboldtUnified.com. Check out our summertime free meals. If you're 18 or under, free for you. Very nominal fee for those adults who want to join with us and take part in what we're doing. Also, as I'm going to my notes, we just want to make sure we thank all of our guests when it comes to Talk of the Town and the Humboldt happenings. Today we had Crystal King, Title I Summer School Coordinator, who basically went through and talked about the kids in which we're focused on, making sure that we keep those reading provisions up and their standards of understanding, making sure not to have that summer slide. So we thank her for being a part of our show, especially Cody and Tammy Rose, as we talk about the firefighter. That's one of those words. Firefighter Angel Foundation, which is more than just firefighters. It's also our first responders all across the board. So the first experience with first responders, their ability to reach out to the community, take part of that grateful, generous donations, and making sure that people are taken care of. We want to thank them for their time today. If you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us and ask us more. We'll put you in contact with them. We wish you to have a great summer. We know that school starts back up on promptly August 5th. Parents, I know that's a date that you're looking forward to, August 5th. 55 days of summer left. Have a great summer. Take care of each other. And as always, have some fun. Always providing a world-class education for all students. Humboldt Unified School District. Cole Young, signing out.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.